You're listening to the show about Shark and Falcon. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
And I'm Mr. Brownman.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Speaking of shit, so like,
oh no.
No, this is funny. So I was spraying brush killer around, like, in where there's weeds poking out in the mulch that's left and everything like that, and just trying to kill a bunch of like the brush and stuff around our house and everything. And the one area that you go down off our deck and you go all the way down, it's a little fence-in area with like rocks and stuff like that. I went down there and was killing some stuff. And I look down and there's like a pile of shit, but not like a squirrel or like a cat. Like this is like big shit. And this is like, first of all, our backyard is fenced. And this is like a little fenced area of the fenced-in backyard.
Wow.
So I went, Chad was watching a movie,
Chad's
so I went down.
Again.
Oh my God.
I asked him, I was like,
there's
was
no
like,
other explanation for it.
I told him, I'm like, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and like, you have to promise me you're going to answer truthfully.
Oh my God.
He's like, okay. I'm like, do you pee outside? He's like, well, yeah, sometimes. I was like, okay. I'm like, have you pooped outside? I'm like, it's fine if you have. But he's like,
well,
he said no. That wasn't him. So I showed, but like, yeah, like I don't know, like if
what?
It's like a skunk or like
Yeti.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Or like, do you have a
security camera that you can show Chad the footage?
We don't have a security camera yet.
Oh my God!
But it's a security poop camera.
It's a massive pile of shit, and it's you would think it was like from a large dog,
yeah.
But there's no way for a large dog to get in our backyard. Not even in the grass. It's in like the gravel. So like,
that's weird. Who poops on gravel?
Does the sidewalk fixing company have a terrible bathroom break policy?
Oh, maybe no. That's what it is.
Did they go in the backyard at all? Oh, it could be them or
DNA
the people.
Sample.
The people from the borough who come to like scan the water meter to like charge
sure.
for water or whatever. And that's right by the water meter. So it could have been them popping. Okay.
That's really weird. Like you would have to assume that the person has no cameras or anything. Cause nowadays everything is caught on like those cameras
yeah.
that are on the front door and the back door and whatever, man, that whoever did that.
I'll take a picture of it and show you. It looks like people.
Yeah, like how are you even gonna? Oh my God. I would take like a snow shovel, shovel up some of that gravel, just sacrifice some of the gravel, just scoop it all and put
then
it
what?
In the trash can, set the trash can on fire, throw the shovel out too. Because you don't, if that is human poop, there could be diseases.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Big.
Otherwise,
even if it
eat
isn't,
it.
There could be.
Otherwise, eat it. No, but like human diseases that could. Hurt you butthole, you know what I meant.
Yeah,
I'm
so
not
yeah,
catch a disease from a bear if I eat their poop like I do all the time. Eric, stop
yeah,
outing
just,
me
it's
to everybody.
Mostly berries.
Ew, that's
maybe
so
it's
gross.
Bear poop. We have woods by us,
yeah.
like by our neighborhood, so I mean it's I guess anything's possible, but maybe it was
really,
an Amish person.
This is a mystery that must be solved. I hope this is the mystery we solved tonight, Eric. Is tonight Pork Fried Dice
tonight?
The mystery of... No, I'm just saying, like, the group has to find out who's
mysteries.
Pooped in the university's front door area or something.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I'm looking at my character sheet. What is my new size and height?
Oh.
And weight?
You're still a medium-sized creature.
Teeny.
And your weight is still the same, but you are half of your height.
Oh, that's weird.
All right.
Wait, the weight is still the same?
Uh-huh.
How is that possible? What does he look like? Eric, you need to describe him more.
I already did.
But how is he the same
I
weight?
I already did.
Halved in height. Is he thicker? Like,
I
is
am
he stretched
3 foot 3 and a half.
And how
You're
heavy?
Riding in my backpack.
270 or something,
and did you say? Captain Clockface is riding in my backpack.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's a good picture.
Oh my gosh.
Where's my thing? Oh crap.
Oh.
I forgot to actually opened the program and didn't load my key map.
Oh no.
Load.
I super need my notes because I'm doing the recap next week.
Right, run around and try to find
him.
I found him.
Hi, Pete. Okay. I got my notes.
Cool. Abby's ready.
I'm ready.
Oops.
Sorry.
Wrong screen. What am I doing?
Can I say something before we start the recap, which is that if anyone ever wants music when they're doing the recap, I am available for like on-demand accordion playing.
That's amazing.
It'll be terrible. It'll be all the wrong notes. But like, if you want to do a song,
so if you want to make it extra challenging, you'll be playing a different song while we sing the regular song that we planned. That'll be what. I'm ready for a challenge, Abby. Bring whatever instrument you want and whatever music you want.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh boy.
Yes. So, last time, there's no song. This is not fancy. We spent a little time at I forget the name of the tavern. I just know it as Sonic because that was the thing on the map. We were hanging out at the totally tubular tavern with all the tubes. And had some fun with that and some weird drinks. We were there for a while, just drinking weird things. Almost had a drinking contest with Shimi to teach him a lesson about drinking. Mm-hmm. when we left there, we ran into a half-orc who was actually the Dean Igor Kellerman from Bear Toggle University. And we asked him a bunch of stuff. He didn't know a lot. But we offered to help him maybe with the sooty gang issues at the university. And so he took us to the university on a tour. And turns out the university was having some issues with funding. They had to sell a lot of things. So his office was kind of sad and the university was kind of sad. And there's three different degrees currently that you can get at the university. Because there's culinary, puppetry and economics, which Rafina has a degree from the Bertolli University in economics.
Unbeknownst to her.
That's so awesome.
So we made some suggestions for possible new courses to have at the university because the Carnivar recruiters are taking all the people away from there. And they're teaching magic and stuff like that, and they're just teaching culinary and erotic puppetry at the Bertolli University.
That's right.
Wait, they're not teaching erotic puppetry. Puppetry is erotic.
Yeah, just the very nature.
Sorry, I wanted to correct that. And speaking of puppetry, the dean gave us a little puppet show example, and it turns out he had a Strahd puppet that used to be Bathwax. And Bathwack let him have it.
Bathwack let him have it.
He let him have it. No,
that's
he
my literally puppet!
Let him keep the puppet. So we are going to help the dean maybe find someone. Gwen's going to see if she can find somebody in town who could teach exotic dancing at the university. But we were headed to High Ground. I know east of High Ground, that's where it gets a little seedier. We might be able to find the Sooty Gang. So we're kind of going to seek out the Sooty Gang and maybe check out the airship dock thing that caught on fire, probably by the Sooty Gang.
Something.
And just another little recap then, just for everything that's kind of currently going on. We have a race in 2 days that's happening up the stairs, the dam stairs in Bear Toggle. There's still the Temple of Bahamut and Zolbardia that we want to check out. Of course, we want to deal with the Sooty Gang and see what they're all about, because that will help the university. There's also this thing about a serial killer named Rafina that it's wanted. So we still got to clear up that whole thing. We got to, was it in like a day or so, check on the Ricardo construct who's being fixed at the birdhouse place with the gears. Mm-hmm. And and then we have to meet the pink-haired woman at 9:30 this evening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not like this, but in, yeah, you know.
Yeah, in 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes. 30 minutes. We're meeting that lady. So and okay. that's what I have.
We don't Yay! Have very much to do though. That wasn't very much, so
it's true.
I'm just kidding. That's so many.
That was
things.
Everything.
Thank
There's
you,
also
Denise.
Crick Crick under the city.
Yeah, I know.
Under the city, that was the other one.
Hey, you haven't been under this one.
What'd you do with my pen?
Uh-oh.
I pooped on it.
Oh, it's right there.
So, yep. There you are. You've exited the university. You're back on the streets of Bear Toggle. The day is getting on at this point, so you don't have incredibly long before you need to make your way to the secret meeting place that her name is
lady.
Yeah, did she say it's this pink haired lady? That's why.
And I always forget it.
Oops.
I wanted to say
I'm sorry. I didn't use proper names.
I'm gonna think that's
yeah,
right.
I don't know either.
No, it's
her name is
Jerome.
Oh, right. Thalia.
Palea?
Thalia.
Thalia.
We never knew that.
Yeah, I don't think Thalia. We did.
All right, well now you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I don't have that written down. We don't know it.
We well, definitely don't. I can delete Denise all doesn't.
Of this. Thalia. Thalia.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, that's you know, the day is a little long in the tooth. At this time. So you might want to consider potentially making your way back over towards that direction. Rafina revealed the meeting place she thinks that the pink-haired elf was referring to, which was the Pineapple Memorial Garden up in Green Grove, which is on the other side of the Scarlet Market, north of High Ground. That was the place where her bro mm-hmm. gives... Me liads at which to me. So, I mean, a lot of the places Denise mentioned are kind of on the way.
Yeah.
High Ground is basically in your way, depending on which route you take, if you're heading that way. Or maybe you're just going to leave Bear Toggle and go do something else. I don't know.
Yeah, can we go somewhere else?
Where? Where do you want to go, Will?
See how happy Eric is at this. You know,
no,
Bear Toggle seems really boring. I think we need to go.
See if we just go somewhere. I, you know, that I haven't prepared the expectations are.
Watch the blood pressure machine go.
Yeah, I just need to keep that on this whole night and just see what the numbers look like.
Ah, oh, no. All right.
Ah, no.
I mean, so yeah, like all these things on the way, but. If we feel like we need to get there and maybe find her, maybe we just head over there. I don't know.
I mean, it's certainly not 9:30 at night, but
right.
It's like,
I just don't
you know,
wanna...
it's a few hours away, but not,
oh, a few
you
hours.
Know, you have to kind of
okay.
make your way over there. This is, you know, it, we can teleport there in terms of, oh, you walk there, then you get there, but it mm-hmm. takes some time to make your way through the city. And then mm-hmm. especially if you want to check anything out.
Well, can I just say that Will would be paying very close attention. Well, I think I might have already said this in another session, but he'd be paying very close attention to if any...
every short person.
And that's one thing. Hmm. And I would like to pull Shimi aside at one point to say something about that. But...
What's that?
Oh, God. I was also... Now I'm not going to remember my thought. Wait a second. Two things.
Too bad. I'm the boss.
You changed what I was going to be looking for, though, you butthole. All right. Well, can I finish my thought before I forget what I was going
yes.
to say? I want to be paying attention to any mention of the city gang or, like, if I have any...
sooty.
Yes.
If any sooty.
Again, to be clear, the sooty.
Yes, sooty. Did I say it weird? Did I say it weird this time?
It was
I thought
a
you
little
said
city-ish, yeah.
Oh, I definitely said sooty, but city. I, that's weird. That must city. Be a word that, like, if you
it's
say it fast
sooty.
Enough, it sounds like city.
Sooty.
Okay, the sooty gang... Can
it's
I?
Like when you sing the word, the name Mary, you have to sing Mary. Otherwise it doesn't sound like Mary. Like
yeah.
it sounds like Mary if you sing it that way.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, guys.
Okay,
same thing.
Sooty. The sooty. Can I check for any sooty signs? Sooty. Like Will's background with some kind of criminally stuff from where he's from. Just maybe roll a check to see if I see any gang signs, or like they said to pay attention to white Ibish, like that they seem to be made up of primarily white Ibish, I mm-hmm. think is what you said. Mm-hmm. So just want to be paying attention to that. That's what I'm focusing on.
And Gwen's looking for town guards or another guard station that may not be closed to be able to...
You fucking narc.
Yeah, I love the very direct opposition. That's amazing. I'm looking for criminal activity. I'm looking for the guards. It's
just she really wants to clear up a misunderstanding.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
A silly misunderstanding.
It's perfect. Gwen has slowly realized she's traveling with a criminal and is trying to look for help. Please apprehend this man.
Help me.
Okay. So yeah, you start heading towards high ground then? Is that mm-hmm. where everybody's going? Is everybody going in a different direction?
Yes. Split up, guys. Bye. Just kidding.
What? No.
I think Gwen would have suggested to go to high ground, but we probably don't want to spend too much time there. We can always go back there to get Mo his little loincloth or whatever. But maybe we just want to go out there and check to see what we see with the airship fingered guys we're talking about. And
yeah, it's on the way.
Yeah, sure. Let's check it out.
All right. So you start heading over towards high ground. Do, 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 do.
Here we go.
We
made it 1 centimeter. I'm looking at my map. It's all zoomed out. I saw you go, doot, and then you're like, and up. Oh, well, we're never getting there.
We've stumbled upon a giant, imposing letter W.
Bathwax stubs his toe. You put the ow in Tinkertown. I made this icon all wonky.
I can't.
Take me to Tinkertown.
Yay!
All right, play your accordion now.
Yeah. But play Hey Ya by Outkast.
Oh shoot! That is not in my repertoire.
Oh man!
It's really good.
We'll make it.
Whoa, Denise!
She's the queen, princess, queen princess.
Not a princess.
So as I was saying, Rafina, you know the city well enough. It's familiar enough that you are able to lead the way in terms of trying to get over to where you're trying to get to.
Follow me.
We're like all running after her. I feel like.
She's got her new shoes on.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yep. Frog bladder.
Bullfrog.
Bullfrog bladder.
Sack.
Bullfrog sack. Okay.
It's not the bladder. All over the place.
I couldn't remember.
It's the vocal sack.
Yes.
Oh, the vocal sack.
So awesome.
Yeah, there was no urine. Was
and that's why it makes
those.
The noise. Yay.
And kind of close to where you would be getting to the river.
Okay.
Will, you don't need to make a check because it's very clear. Uh-oh. You see on one of the street corners a pair of Ibish leaning against a building. They are
suited.
They are suited in all black clothes, but they have Ibish heads, so they're owl like and they resemble in our world snowy owls.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Except around their eyes are there are these dark markings, like circles. Ooh. Like dark gray, black,
like bruises?
Circles. Doesn't look like bruises. You can't see their skin because they have feathers.
Right.
So it's either their feathers are black or something is coloring the feathers black.
Are their bodies very humanoid? Like, do they look like they have human-shaped
human.
Feet? Human? Do they have humans? Do they have humans on? I don't know what I'm saying.
You've never seen an Ibish without shoes on.
Well, no, I mean, like, do they wear shoes that look like human shoes? Or do they wear, like, big duck-shaped shoes? Like, big duck. I don't know. Like, and do they have... He had a feathery hand. Uh-huh. I remember the sweaty, feathery hand. So, like, in general, they are very human. I remember it.
Very clearly.
They're very human. So they're leaning and they just look like human dudes wearing big owl heads. It's awesome.
That
I
is
love
their
this.
Heads.
Just they're wearing ones from Walmart. You know it. They're wearing one of those big mascot heads, okay?
Oh, you got me. I'm sorry, guys. My budget got really low for this game.
I solved the mystery of the Suti gang.
It's just a couple kids. They were actually hanging out at Walmart when I bought the masks. I'm paying them way under minimum wage. Oh, it's okay. No. It's like an internship, basically. I'm sorry.
Do they look like grown-ups or children?
They look young, but they don't look like children necessarily. Probably older than Shimi, but also don't really know how to judge the age of an Ibish.
But I mean, we saw the Ibish on the ship, and I would assume that they were adults. Mm-hmm. So relatively sized, are they as big or almost
as big? Yeah, I mean, the Ibish you met were roughly average human adult height.
Like me?
Yeah.
Okay.
How tall is Will?
Six one,
I think. It's pretty tall.
Gwen's taller than them, right?
Gwen is taller than everyone.
I mean, Will is taller than these two Ibish. Okay. But they're taller than Bathwack and Rafina.
Okay.
And taller than Shimi.
Okay. I send a message to whoever is in front of me to just pay attention that they might be part of the gang. I try to send it to everyone, but I don't know how much time I have, so.
I mean, you're walking past. They don't.
Oh, we're walking past them? I thought you were saying we were approaching them and they were going to do something.
You don't know. I mean, they don't seem to necessarily be taking a particular interest in you.
I put my hands in my pockets and I just send a little message and just say, hey, let's just pay attention to those guys over there.
Okay.
Not too much, Rafina.
Gwen's gonna turn around like, what?
I like that Denise popped right up into her screen. Oh.
So, Will, you sent that to Will. Will. Will sent that to everyone, right?
Yeah.
What's your real name?
As many people as I could.
I'm gonna peel off from the group and walk up to those two.
Oh okay. My
gosh. Will, so Rafina answers Will's brain text and says, Bathwack's not listening to you.
I am very surprised. Will is also surprised by that. Wait, and he's like, wait a second.
Wait, but he said, you said those guys might be in the gang, right?
Yeah. And I said, be careful, just pay attention. I didn't say not too much.
Oh, and then you said pay attention, but not too much. But by then, I'd already peeled off.
Yeah, exactly. That's totally fine.
Yeah, That's true.
I love it. Yeah, Will's surprised because he thinks we're all together. And he's just walking and then Rafina says that and he like whirls around like, wait a second. Oh, no.
Okay. So you start to walk up to them and they take notice at that because it's clear. I'm assuming you're just walking straight up to them as if you're going to talk to them or something like that. And
just like I'm going to ask him a question because that's what I'm going to do.
The one nudges the other one with his elbow, and they both turn to look at you. They don't say anything though.
Oh, hey, excuse me. We're kind of new to the town. I was just wondering, is this the way to high ground?
What? Will's just like, hi, I'm Bathwack. I want to be pickpocketed and stuff. Can you? Hello. The items I have in my bag are this. Can you help me with taking inventory? Thank you.
Gwen's keeping an eye on things.
But I actually really want to see if they're going to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this. Yeah. Just Will's perception of this would be like, Bathwack is the worst person I know.
See, before you guys got to Bear Toggle, Will moved all of his valuables into his fanny pack.
Right.
He knows that's the safest place
to keep
them.
Absolutely. He would have been shuffling his
things
around.
This is my friend
around.
Will. He keeps everything in his fanny pack.
He has a lot of money.
And his pants are silk lined.
He is loaded.
Wait a second. Everyone's shouting things about me. I suddenly realized that all the mean things I've said throughout the whole campaign have finally come back to bite me in the ass. Everyone was planning for this moment.
Uh-huh.
As soon as we find a gang, let's throw Will to the gang, okay, guys? That's get right. mugged. Maybe
and as soon as they're
lesson.
Interested, everyone's gone. Yeah. It's just you and the two gang members.
Yes. Oh my gosh!
All right. Okay. I mean, these guys might just be trying to like hand out pamphlets or something. Who knows?
Yeah. Probably.
So you hear in your head, Bathwack. You hear Who's asking, short stack? Short stuff, sorry. Short stacks are saying.
Only my friends call me short stack.
He's friendly.
Who's asking, short stuff?
I'll still be polite. My name's Bathwack.
Wow. You didn't even make up a name.
I'm not even going to make up a name. I don't care.
Barry.
Oh, yeah, we made up names last time.
Oh, shit. Yes, yeah, we had Coey, but those are our secret code names. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So don't use those. I just
Hi, my name is the Sooty Gang Sucks. What's yours?
Yes, we get right into the gang war immediately. As soon as we come into Bear Toggle. Holy crap.
None of this happened.
Yep. Okay. Pulls out a zip gun. All right. He says, well, if you want something from us, it's going to cost you. In your head still.
I just want to know if I'm walking the right direction.
All right. That'll be a silver.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks for your help.
Will doesn't know what's going on. Dang it.
Okay. And then what? Just
and,
turn away?
I'm going to walk away, but I'm keeping an eye on them.
Big eye on them, too.
Okay.
So many eyes.
They're both just sitting against the building, watching you go, Bathway.
Okay.
Standing. I mean, they're leaving. Yep. Sorry. They're not sitting.
I mean, everybody saw what happened, so I don't need to stop and explain anything.
But we wouldn't have.
Oh, but
hear
they
it?
Could. They couldn't hear anything, right?
It's you guys couldn't hear what they said.
But I thought they made announcements to everyone.
Oh, then
when
they
talk.
Then
they can choose to do that, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll say, oh, those guys. They want some money to answer my question. So let's ask someone else.
Did they take money from you?
I don't know. I'll search my pack real quick.
I didn't hear them talk to you. I heard you talking.
Yeah, they talked to me in my head.
Hi, can everyone do that except me?
I mean, Bathwick doesn't think it's all that weird.
Because I'm in there all the time.
Yeah, because Will's always doing that.
Yeah, they all of those Ibish can do that. That's like their thing. That's how they talk, I guess. I don't know. Can they actually make any noise with their mouths? Has anyone noticed?
It's probably just a chirp.
Well, they wanted. You said they wanted something. They wanted money.
Yeah, they said it would cost me. I don't know, some silver, for them to tell me whether I was walking in the right direction or not.
What if I offered them candy?
Sure.
Let's not talk to
the
gang.
We know which way we're going. I know where we're going.
I know.
What are you doing, Bathwack? Are you just trying to cause trouble? You're trying to get them to interact?
I just wanted to see what would happen. Will's pretty sure that they're, you know, part of that gang. So
they probably are. Although, honestly, I don't know if that's fucking racist of me to say, since they're just white owls, like, or owl faced people. You know, you guys, before I went to Barovia, I had never heard of Ibish. So this is an entirely new thing. I don't know how many of them are white in general. We just heard that there are all white owls in this gang. So I'm sorry if I was just racist there.
Just turn around and ask them.
Hey, are all you white?
Don't forget, you're half as tall as you used to be. This is let's get our day going here. I'm sure the Sooty gang will come
different.
And find us later.
Well, he might not be as tall, but I'm tall.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Gwen, you may go and poke those guys. You can, if you want.
Okay.
I mean, not with your new massager. Well, actually,
no,
if you want,
no,
I mean,
no.
That's fine, too.
No, that's mine.
But you better make sure that they give you silver for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can make some
money. If I'm going to put on a show, I'm going to get paid.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we, should we be talking to them? I don't know. I feel like we should find out information on the side before we just go up and talk. We're framing ourselves as total idiots, you guys. You don't just walk up to people in the middle of a city and go, hey, I don't know where anything is. Bathwack.
They'll think we're idiots, and then they'll be really surprised if they try to do anything to us and find out that we're this magical, mystical gang of people.
Of idiots, probably. I mean, you didn't negate the idiot part of that. We might be magical, but who knows, you know?
Well, I don't think I'm an idiot. Do you think I'm an idiot?
for deception.
I don't think you're an idiot.
None of us are idiots.
All right. All right, Jimmy. Sure. I just don't know. Meanwhile, are we having this conversation right in front of the Ibish? Hopefully we walk some way away.
I don't know.
Apparently we're still walking.
Well, rented we just a room. Rolled right on past, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like,
we're
Will
probably
is,
almost to the bridge.
Yeah, if we're still walking, Will is definitely making sure that there's no other people coming out to get us because they're, I don't know, are they still staring at us?
Are you going to peek, like, you're going to look back at them?
Sheemy,
like,
look back.
Before they
I don't want to look back. That's not cool enough. You look back, Sheemy.
All right.
I'll turn around and walk backwards for a little while.
Bathwax, stop it!
You see him do it, and you realize it looks really cool.
Bathwax. That's weird. Maybe it's the hairdo, but that's pretty cool. That's not fair.
So, Bathwax, if you do that, look back to try to catch a glimpse of them before you lose sight of them. And you see that one of them is boosting the other one up. There is a street lantern lamp in front of them, like a pole that with like a light mm-hmm. on the top that's lit at night. I don't know what they're called when they're not electric.
Is it like a candle or a light?
It's not electric. It would be like something that's lit manually with
like
fire.
Okay.
Yeah. Thing. There's like a globe at the top that you would presumably open to light or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the larger one, they're roughly the same size. One's a little bigger. Is boosting up the smaller one up there. He like is giving a little place for him to step and pushing him up to the globe. Mm-hmm. And they reach back and just smash it with a fist.
That's not.
Did Gwen hear that?
I don't know. It might be far enough away to hear that they're almost out of sight, but whoever is looking back can easily see it. And then the one drops down and they run.
Oh, they just did it. Punks. I didn't even see it, though.
Because you were too cool.
I was too cool. I'm not looking back. Just looking ahead. Does anyone say what happened?
Oh, they just busted out a lamp. They punched it.
They just punched
good thing,
a lamp?
Good thing. Good thing Jimmy said something, because Bathak would have just been like, well, write that down and we'll come back to it later.
Because Gwen's going to turn. Does she see them, or they gone already?
They ducked like around the corner where they were leaning, so you don't see them at this point.
The sooty gang just punches lamps. Guys, I'm so scared of this gang.
Why would you just destroy? Like, that makes no sense.
They're trying to make this town shit or something. They're making the university crap, and now they're trying to, like, I don't know. What's their motivations? That's what I want to find out.
They go into people's double-fenced yards and take a shit.
Oh, my God. Now we have to make sure that that's okay to keep in, but is that okay?
It's sorry. Okay to keep
okay.
in.
Okay. Because, like, I don't know if Chad would be mad if you, like, thought he pooped out. And we put that on the internet, you know? I don't know. All right. We all know Chad.
You have to tell him there's a story about him in our show, and he has to listen to it all so we can find it.
Then we can edit it out. Mm-hmm. And you can anonymously email it to his like boss or something.
So wait, was Gwen gonna do something? Shoot, what was the last?
He was gonna. She was just gonna run back, just not maybe all the way, but just to see if she could see where they went or what have you. But okay. I mean, if she doesn't see them, she's not gonna like start running all around a town she doesn't know about looking for them.
I'm gonna avenge that lamp.
Yeah.
I need to turn that one up. That's too quiet.
That's very quiet.
I have all my sounds turned down because you complained.
Well, babe, they burst my eardrums. They were so loud.
Yeah, you don't see them where you are. I mean, in that, you know, it's far back there. You think it's probably unlikely that you would be able to catch sight of them if you ran back. But, I mean, you could try.
She would run back a little bit and just be like, hey. And just to see if they came out of me. But, like, so again, she's not going to run past where the lamp is. She doesn't know where she is and uh-huh. where the heck she'd even
okay.
chase them off to.
Does Gwen saying hey sound like this?
Yeah, I know. Denise has such a cute voice that it's just like, hey.
But no really, you say that, and then anybody around you like is like, ah! I'm not kidding. They like step back. I mean, you're running back. There's this dinosaur running down the street. Yeah. You definitely have no problem making your way back through the crowd to get back there. You get back to the corner. You don't really catch sight of them anywhere. You don't see them.
That's right, because I'm really much taller than all the people here, and I'm I'm a T-Rex here.
Godzilla!
Okay,
you don't see them, so you're not really sure exactly where they would have gone.
Hmm.
But yeah, you can see the glass on just scattered on the ground there around the lamp. Shimi was
she
not lying.
Tear. Thinking about the glass of her shop window when it was broken by Ricardo. And she comes back to everyone. Aww. She's like, I didn't see them, but that was rude. Like, why would someone just do that? I don't understand.
You feel a little bit of rage welling up, but not enough to save against. It's easily quelled with just a lantern broken, but
they probably just need a hug.
Well, I mean, I could have given them a hug. You know,
bad idea.
Maybe the Sooty Gang has way too much time on their hands. Maybe they would all fare well if they, went to the university and maybe took some classes instead of going around breaking lamps and crap.
I think we should.
Yeah, they could learn to
glass blowing to them, and then they would value when glass is not broken. Right?
I like that idea.
You guys are full of so much hope. It's adorable.
Will, I've never heard anyone use the word adorable in that particular tone of voice.
I can do it, though. I definitely can.
Adorable.
It's like, it sounds disgusted, sort of.
I mean, because yes, that's my emotion. It's slightly disgusted, but also it's just true. You're adorable. But guys, this is a gang. They're not going to be like, oh, we care about fucking city lamps, guys. They're going to break stuff. That's what a gang is going to do. They're probably trying to send a message to somebody. We got to figure out who. We got to figure out what they want, or if they're just dumb and
a
break
message.
Lamps. Yes.
I just can't fathom like why anyone would just break stuff like that. I just don't understand.
There's a ton of reasons they might be doing that. Their boss might have been telling them to fuck up this district for some reason because there's some kind of gang rivalry that is going on, or because they're trying to destroy a place and make it crappy so that they can take it over, make people move out that want to live there, destroy the community. Will goes on and on about all kinds of theories about why they want to destroy stuff. They could just be young and have nothing to do, but I'm assuming if they are part of the gang, it's probably from the higher ups down. Not that I know much about this. It's just research I did at the university in Tivoli. Called the University of Tivoli. Just kidding. I barely went to school.
I was 15.
I never got to go to university or anything like that. You guys are lucky.
I thought you said
you learned at the University of Tivoli.
I was being sarcastic. I didn't go to a lot of school either. Did you go to any school?
No.
Yeah, I didn't go to much school. Some school.
I guess that means Rafina's the most school person.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, did Bathwack say anything? Maybe he
Bathwack,
is.
Did you go to school?
Oh,
has
a
doctorate in shells or waterfalls.
Yeah. In glass blowing, particularly for making streetlights.
Oh my gosh!
I seem to be good at playing the harp, though. But no.
Yeah.
He's a harp major. I love it.
Yeah. I love that.
Anyway.
Okay.
And so onward you go. You get back to the river.
Gwen's still just upset about that. She's just it's really bothering her.
Yep. You look at all the unpunched street lamps as you go by.
Oh. Yeah.
And then we're going to be sad later when we realize that they're breaking them so that they blow new glass street lamps, but then they steal those and they use them to carry food to people in need.
Oh.
Right? So, and then if only we knew that, we'd just be smashing all the street lamps all the way down the street.
Oh my gosh, Gwen starts going and smashing on his wheel.
That's the most wonderful theory ever.
We're helping people. We're helping people.
Come back, Sooty Gang. Come back.
She's like hitting them with her lollipop quarter staff. We're helping people.
Gwen having to deal with breaking stuff that isn't hers on purpose, mm-hmm. crying about how it's a good deed is like a hilarious image. I'm still good.
We're all good.
All right, so you cross the bridge that you find here across the pathetically small Bear Toggle River and start heading over.
Oh wait, hey, I totally forgot her name.
Annie Parr.
What's
nice
your name again?
You.
Annie Parr. Annie. Is this the? I mean, that story that you told us about that place with the river that people used to go across on a boat.
What do you mean story?
Is this that river?
That is my life. Yes. Yes. This is. It used to be so much bigger. Story. Did you think I made it up?
No. You don't. You. Shh.
Oh shit. Shh. Okay. Right.
Okay, come on, Annie Parr. Time to go to the old folks' home. You need your medicine and a nap.
I need to rush the avalanche pot, everybody. I killed all the people and this is my life.
We look up, all the town guard has come back from wherever they are. They're just in a line down the street.
Why would you ask that, Bathwack? And I step on his toe.
It just looks smaller than the picture that I got in my mind.
It's much
when
smaller.
You told me that story. How big was it in that story?
Much bigger.
Much
see
bigger?
See where that building is?
Yeah. Wait, which one? That one? The one you're...
Yes.
And she points...
Is it the one you're pointing at?
She's pointing to this huge building off to your left, which you all kind of notice because it's sort of rising above the rest. It's right along the river to your left where the bridge is. And I wrote something down about it somewhere over here.
And here it is.
There it is. It's this like giant marble gold crystal structure. That's sort of looming over the edge of the river.
That monstrosity wasn't even there. Yeah. It was full of water.
Oh.
All the way up, like over that building.
Yep, all the way to the block that it spans.
Whoa,
it's a pretty building, though. There.
Yeah, what the heck is that building?
It's a monstrosity.
And you look closer, and
it's an orphanage.
It's a statue of Rafina. Yeah, I know. It's an orphanage with Rafina on top. It's hideous.
It's a glass. It's a glass streetlight factory.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the crystal is just the orb at the top. Yes. Yeah, where is, did you put a picture on it? Oh, I see it finally. That's, what the heck?
Right. It's not as
what
green
is that?
As
is that
all
like
of that.
Is that from Sim City?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Dude, that looks like
Sim City. Does anyone know what that building is?
Is that the heart of the TARDIS? What is that?
I know.
See, it looks like the Luxor, but it's not the Luxor.
So this whole block is this?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. And you can see there's a few entrances. There's one like along the river. Looks like maybe the main one, but there's one on the street that's closer to you. And you can read, there's a sign above it, and it says the Toggle Hotel.
Oh no, Will is going to make us move, isn't he? Man.
Oh my God, Will, I'm going to move. You all don't have to, but I might be staying down here. Ooh.
Ooh, is there a nice room that I can stay at in there? I mean, it's a lot closer than going all the way back up the stairs.
I know.
To that other place.
Oh my God, there's probably reservations and we're probably not invited. You guys! I used to be an important person and now I'm nothing! Because my town probably doesn't exist. Let's go, please! Let's go check it out, please! I don't care about the pink-haired lady.
We have a little time, don't we? We can peek in.
Well, yeah, we can peek in, but I definitely need to talk to that pink-haired lady.
Yeah, we're definitely doing that. Well, we're definitely doing that. So we're just going to peek in. We can come back later.
This place seems really different from my memory of it.
You mean the one with the goblin?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a... First of all, Yeah.
Well, it only can be better, I assume, if this place wasn't here before and now it's here. I mean, come on, guys! And I go
up the stairs. Things never get worse. They only get better.
Do you think they have tiny soaps?
Oh, they have to have tiny soaps. Will's like gesturing. He's never been at the front of the line. He's like, come on, guys! Let's go!
Those tiny soaps are usually delicious.
Oh my god. You eat those.
Yeah, they leave them on the pillows, right?
Yeah. Well, no. The pillows are usually candy.
Oh, shoot. I've been scrubbing with those.
Rafina, that's why you're so dirty.
I thought maybe the soap was made out of cheese in bear talking.
The soap was made out of cheese. Probably.
Okay, let's go ask about the soaps. Let's go.
Okay.
But it's terrible that we waste our money, though, with the other place, but this one is just so much closer, and
it's fine.
It does look very nice.
It's probably so expensive. It's probably so great. Let's go.
Okay.
I mean, have a lot of money.
My money is multiplying.
Oh.
What?
Hey, we had heavy money. Now we have multiplying money.
Yeah, mine's definitely loose.
All right, so you head up the stairs into this grand entrance.
Is there a revolving door?
There is not a revolving door.
Rafina just spins in a circle.
He spins in a circle. Rafina invents the revolving door. It's her. We have to push by her arms. She's holding them out.
Her revolving door, I was going to say, it's instead of sort of rotating vertically, it rotates horizontally. You have to dive through it. Yeah. And don't let it hit you on the way through. It's more like a paddle wheel on a boat.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a bingo ball cage.
Oh my God, that sounds so much fun.
And so dangerous.
Like I said, there's not a revolving door. There is a doorman, though, who opens the door for all of you.
Yeah.
Gwen's like, I can open the door myself. That's fine.
Well, he's already opened it.
I tip him!
Okay. How much do you tip him?
A silver?
Wow.
There we go.
Rafina curtsies.
And Gwen's like, why did you give him money?
Do we have to do that every time we go through the door?
I'm doing it because I haven't been able to tip anyone in a really long time. I have no idea if they
expect
tips or what.
Always give me money. It's
yeah,
fine.
Shimi's holding out his hand.
I give him a high five.
So yeah, you enter into the lobby of the Toggle Hotel, and the interior seems even more opulent than the exterior.
Oh my God.
Again, similar sort of motif, white marble, gilded everything. There's a reception desk running along the left side of the hallway. There's a massive fireplace on the right with these large overstuffed chairs around it. There's a double stairway set of stairs
what?
In the back.
Around the mountain pass? Around the mountain pass?
In the in the rear of the lobby. But the most surprisingly enough, the most notable thing about this place is the music that's playing in the lobby.
Oh, no.
Which you all hear.
Uh-oh. Are you going to sing?
No, I'm not going to sing.
It's a calliope.
Oh, it's Blinsky!
Yeah, like, wait a second.
I want it to be Blinsky.
Heard this music somewhere else. Is that supposed to be familiar to us?
No.
Oh, okay, it's just me using it again. Okay, I'm like, oh no!
It's a really fancy place with calliope music.
There's very few potentially open source sources of calliope music out there, surprisingly.
Oh my gosh. Is it coming from somewhere?
It's just emanating in the room.
Wow.
You don't see a calliope or anything.
Wait, is it this circusy really? Or is it like, it is circusy?
It's like this.
I'm not sure. Now Will's like, wait a second.
He's going to go take the tip back from the doorman.
I know. Give me my money back. Is it like a house of mirrors in here or something?
No, it looks great. It's beautiful and
Are there mirrors? Because Gwen's going to fix her hair.
Yeah, there's mirrors in a number of places.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I look at my hair and I'm very disappointed, I'm sure.
Maybe.
I see That's Gwen getting all excited about her hair, and I look at my hair and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Does Will still have his mustache? I can't even remember. Yeah. Does he just have half of it still?
I have a mustache, yeah.
It's there for now.
Yes. Oh, yay.
For now.
So, okay. I mean, there's people enjoying the fire. The place seems to be pretty busy.
Is anyone dancing?
No one is dancing.
To the calliope music?
No.
Are there people at the reception desk?
Yeah, there looks like maybe a couple people you're not sure checking in, checking out. There's two people manning the desk.
Are there those things that you put the luggage on that roll?
Yes, there are.
Ah, Rafina goes and gets on one.
I knew it!
Will!
What?
Can you push me, please?
Oh no, we're gonna get kicked out, Rafina!
I start pushing Rafina.
Slowly. I'm sorry, sir. I just wanted. Is it a sir?
It is a sir coming up to you in a uniform that matches the person at the door, the doorman's uniform.
I'm sorry, sir. I lost one of these, and I was just checking to see if it was mine.
Oh yes, that's all right. But please, if you could, you stop. I would appreciate it.
That's okay, but can you tell me about this music?
This music?
Yes.
I don't know. It's just the music that plays in the lobby.
All the time? Every day?
Yes.
Are you tired of it? Do you hate it?
No, it's nice.
Wow. Is it enchanting you? You guys, we have to get out of here. This is something wrong. This is not okay.
Ooh, that was a little funky. It's really changed. Wow.
It's very enchanting. Oh, no.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry. It's also only 3 minutes long, so.
Okay.
But you're right. It's sentient.
Rafina hops down.
Thank you.
What is the what are the people that are not working here look like they're wearing? Are they all wearing fancy clothes?
No, the mode of dress, it seems to be varied, but it doesn't look like people ready for a ball or anything. There's nobody wearing, like, rags.
Will's just trying to gauge, like, what he thinks it's going to cost to stay here.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You would assume not a little.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah. You have to ask, however gauche that may be.
I know, gross. Isn't there a menu?
When will you ask?
If you have to ask,
I know
it's
you
too
can't
expensive.
Oh no! Yeah. All right. I mean, yeah. Will will go. I mean, if Gwen's going, Will will definitely go too. He's just going. He's like drawn, as if in a trance, to the desk, the front desk.
Okay. Yeah, there's someone who is free and able to help you guys. She says, yes, how may I help you?
Do you have any available rooms?
Oh, yes, we
do. In this beautiful establishment?
Oh, thank you. Yes, we do have a room. How many rooms would you need?
One.
No, more than one. At least
Actually,
one, though.
Can we just sleep in the lobby? Just kidding.
Rafina's already entranced.
Yeah, we're all trapped here forever. how much a night?
Well, it depends. What type of room were you looking
for? Oh my god, please tell me everything about
different
your
types?
Hotel.
Well, we have singles, we have doubles. We have let me check. We do have a suite available as well.
And what is included with the suite?
With the suite, it sleeps up to four.
Oh, okay.
There is a sitting room. With a stocked bar, and it has a wonderful view of the Bear Toggle River.
I'd like to be in there. I'd like to be in the suite. Who wants to be in the suite with me? Who?
Oh my god!
Hey,
Ben! They raised their hands. That was the cutest thing.
Because they
ever.
Said it has a fully stocked bar.
Yeah.
It's actually Alex who wants the fully stocked bar. We're out of beer.
Bethwick wants the Bufflin whiskey.
Uh-huh. Gonna have to fight.
He's hoping there's Bufflin whiskey in there. We'll see.
Yeah.
Sorry. What was Gwen saying?
So he's gonna have to fight Gwen for that.
Yeah.
And Shimi.
I hope there's a milk bar fully stocked. Yep. That was 3 minutes. This is a good timer now. All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, how much for a single and a suite? And are they located near each other or across the hotel from each other?
Well, we could arrange to have the rooms be near each other. Yes, there are available singles near the open suite. The single would be 2 gold a night, and the suite is 20 gold a night.
All right.
Will?
How much money grew in your bag?
I mean, that's a little pricey for my taste.
We're staying in this hotel tonight. I will cover it. I will cover the first night. At the very least, we are staying in a nice hotel. You heathens who sleep on the ground will be staying in a nice hotel. Huh? 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 Showers? Baths?
Okay.
Pillows? Beds?
Let's just hope tonight's not the night they throw me in jail. Okay.
Wait. Shh.
I whispered it. Don't
you
worry.
You mean because we're going to be raising the roof?
Yeah, that's right. I hope you have a good insurance program.
Insurance program?
I can't remember what it's called.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.